Divine Shepherd Lutheran Church and School in Black Hawk, South Dakota, is happy to share God's Word preached for you by Pastor Randy Sturzenbecker. We pray that you will rejoice in Christ crucified and resurrected for you. The waters of baptism, the Lord's Supper, and the forgiveness of sins, all for you, from Jesus.
The psalm for this evening, Psalm 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust, for he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge, no evil shall be allowed to befall you, no plague come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike a foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot. Because he holds fast to me in love, I will deliver him. I will protect him, because he knows my name. When he calls to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Here again the word of the Lord from Isaiah, the 7th chapter. Again the Lord spoke to Ahaz, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol or high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask. I will not put the Lord to the test." And he said, "Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary men that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. O Lord, have mercy on us."
Thanks be to God.
Our reading tonight from the Holy Gospel, Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
We continue with the responsory. Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Please be seated. Will you pray with me? May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Well, what an exciting thing it is to find out about the forthcoming birth of a child, especially as grandparents. There's nothing better. It wasn't that long ago when Joni and I found out that we were going to be grandparents again. My daughter and her husband, Nick, in a FaceTime, announced that she was going to give birth to twins. She did this by she held up a baby shirt, and then my son-in-law, Nick, held up a baby shirt, and that's how they made this announcement. Twins! Very exciting, I tell you. When we heard this news, we were like, right? We were crazy about this. There was great anticipation then from that time forward. As we became more excited as the time approached, we waited. We wondered what they'd look like. Fraternal? Identical? Of course, as any good grandparents, we were constantly checking in to see how she was doing as her pregnancy progressed, as the time got closer and closer. We were so excited. We couldn't wait. And then on September 30th, she gave birth to two beautiful twin boys, adding to the two boys that she already has. She's got her hands full. And how cool for me as a grandpa to be blessed with four grandsons. But tonight, we read in our text about an even greater birth announcement, the greatest of all. The greatest announcement of a child to come ever foretold. This beats them all. This beats the announcement about my twins. So tonight, when we sing our hymn, which is "The Angel from Heaven Came," the angel Gabriel from heaven came, the first stanza says this: "The angel Gabriel from heaven came with wings as drifted snow, with eyes as flame. All hail to thee, O lowly maiden Mary, most highly favored lady, Gloria." This begins here in Luke's gospel, which, by the way, is the only place that we find this detailed narrative of the story of Mary, Joseph, and the child. Mary is a virgin who is betrothed to Joseph. Betrothal meant that she most likely was staying with her parents as she made preparations for her marriage. Also, part of this in this culture was so that the groom-to-be could make certain that his wife-to-be was a virgin, as the time of betrothal could last up to 9 months or more. And this is where our story begins. For we see that Mary is visited by the angel Gabriel, who exclaims, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." Upon hearing these words, she is troubled. This is typical if you look at almost every visitation in Scripture from the Lord and his messengers, especially in the Old Testament. The recipients were always fearful. And so these greetings are typically followed up with the "do not be afraid," as we see here. The angel then tells Mary that she has found favor with God. Gabriel goes on in the second stanza, "For know, a blessed mother, thou shalt be, all generations laud and honor thee. Thy son shall be Emmanuel, by seers foretold, most highly favored lady, Gloria." We find this again in our text in Luke. "And behold, You will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the angel goes on to say, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. An honest question from Mary ensues. How will this be since I am a virgin? Notice she didn't say something like, you must be joking, or this is impossible, but rather she asked this question from faith. In the original text, the question was more like, how can this be since I haven't been with a man? The angel then reminds her that her cousin is giving birth to a boy even in her old age. The angel reminds her further of her cousin Sarah, Elizabeth, who is advanced in years and about this time is 6 months pregnant with John. He ends his visitation with, for nothing will be impossible with God. Seems impossible that he would love us so much that he would send his very son to die for your sins and my sins, but he did. Again, nothing is impossible with God. As Eve contained in her womb all humanity that was doomed to sink, now Mary contains in her womb the new Adam who will father a new humanity by his grace. The next stanza that we have in our hymn for tonight says this, then gentle Mary meekly bowed her head. To me be as it pleaseth God, she said. My soul shall laud and magnify God's holy name, most highly favored lady, Gloria. The young virgin Mary displays her great faith with the words, behold, I am the servant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. How often in our time could we echo these words of Mary, let it be to me according to your word? She does not doubt, she does not question, she simply responds in faith. God's word is faithful and true. It does what it says it will do, and we need only trust in the promises of God that we have in his word. Nothing is impossible with God. No doubt that Mary, a woman of great faith, is well aware of the history of God with her people, and she does know that nothing is impossible with God. Now, for us, we see at this point in our history and the world that the Savior, Emmanuel, Prince of Peace, the Counselor, the everlasting God, the Son of the Most High, was coming down to us. As the prophets had foretold in Holy Scripture, the Messiah was coming to reign, and his kingdom would have no end. The Messiah, foretold of in Scripture, is coming to save his people from their sin. Can you imagine the rejoicing there was in heaven as those who had gone on before are now praising God around the throne? As God incarnate would come down to man to dwell among us. I think of the prophets of old who were there as they see the promise of God the Father being fulfilled as he sends his Son down to us lowly sinners here on earth. We read from the prophet Isaiah in chapter 7, verse 14. Therefore the Lord will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Further from the prophet Micah, we hear this in chapter 5, verses 2 and 3. But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is from old, from ancient days. Imagine, 700 years or so before the time of the announcement of the Christ to come being fulfilled. It's happening. What a time to rejoice. Our final stanza of the hymn says this. Of her, Emmanuel, the Christ was born in Bethlehem all on a Christmas morn. And Christian fold throughout the world will ever say, most highly favored lady, Gloria. He was to come from the bloodline of David and would rule from his throne forever and ever, being born of this Virgin Mary, who was from the little insignificant town of Nazareth in Galilee. God chooses this lowly virgin, full of grace, to be the one who would give birth to this new Adam, the perfect one, to redeem us from our lowly estate through his grace. The same Spirit that hovered over the waters at the birth of creation is the same Spirit that would come over Mary. The very flesh and blood of Jesus would be conceived in the Virgin by the Holy Spirit. So what does this mean for us? So what do we do here in our time, in this time, in this COVID time, this uncertain time? We wait. Now, for the promise of his return, where those who have died in Christ will rise again incorruptible, and those of us that remain will be caught up with him in the air. But as we wait, we need not worry or fear no matter what we face in this temporal life. For we have the blessed hope that God is with us, Emmanuel, as he comes to us in our brokenness through the waters of baptism, as he washes us with his blood and empowers us by his Holy Spirit and has called you to be his own. We have Emmanuel, God with us, in the Holy Supper, where we receive his very body and blood. He dwells with us here. He dwells with us now in this broken, dark, fallen world. Each time that you hear the words of absolution spoken by the pastor, you know that you are forgiven. God is with us. Christ has come, the very God, Emmanuel. We continue to wait. We long for his glorious return, the not yet. We say, come, Lord Jesus. But now in this time, in this place, we rejoice in the promise and the hope that we have in Christ, who humbled himself by being in Mary's womb to be born in a manger to save us. What a great time to be living, as we are the new seed of Abraham, as it was foretold. We are Christ's kingdom here on earth. Let us rejoice. Even so, Lord Jesus, quickly come. Alleluia. Amen.